This podcast is brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, and James is joining me on the line once again. It is time for another At The Flicks, catching up with what's happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. James, how are you doing?
Get on, Matt. I'm doing fabulously well.
What's been happening the last week down at State Cinemas? Anything of note?
Well, we've come off the back of a hectic, crazy, fabulous week and are heading into a slightly more sedentary, quiet week, which I'm entirely okay with. So last week we had the opening night of the Italian Film Festival with our dear friend Paolo, who puts together the entire festival nationwide. Full house, catered by Stefano's. It was fabulous. Shout out to my staff, who were wonderful. The Odyssey has been really popular, doing great numbers. So it was a really lovely, it was just really the cinema as it used to be. It felt vibrant. We also had the Q&A for Stories About My Body on Film, and we had the wonderful Morgana O'Reilly in the theatre doing a Q&A. She was fabulous, really down-to-earth and friendly. That film is opening for a regular release this week, so do come along and see that. It's really a really interesting and frankly quite important film. A feminist film that really talks about body image, so we talked a bit about it last week. It's on regular release this week. Do come and see it. For our new releases, we have got Spider-Man: Brand New Day, which wins the award for most punctuation in a film title for this week. Tom Holland, not the guy from the podcast, returns the latest edition of the Spideyverse. It looks to be a really interesting addition into the canon. It explores a little bit about aging, as he is now no longer the boy wonder. He's slightly more in his press for the Odyssey, in which he plays Telemachus, so this is his son. He talked about the fact that this was the last opportunity he'll have to play young. Oh. His roles henceforth will be grown up.
Sure.
So one wonders how much of a Brand New Day this is for Spider-Man, in that Holland's tenure must be coming to an end, which isn't to say that this isn't a great addition to the universe. In the last film, there was kind of a reset where everyone forgot that Peter Parker was Spider-Man. So it's kind of a reset slash reboot. Zendaya is fabulous as MJ. It's got cameos from Florence Pugh as Black Widow and Mark Ruffalo as Bruce Banner for Hulk. Spider-Man is one of the most interesting and popular of the superhero films, and one of the most reliably solid additions. So this is going to be filling out cinemas wherever you sit. It's great at audio is fantastic. So come and see Spider-Man: Brand New Day.
Rating? Did we mention the rating?
Spider-Man: Brand New Day is rated M for mature audiences. We're going to now go to the U of K for H is for Hawk, which is an adaptation of Helen MacDonald's literary smash hit of the same name. So it stars Claire Foy and Brendan Gleeson, who is brilliant in literally everything. Claire Foy plays Helen, who is grieving the loss of her father. She's an academic, and she's somehow becomes the custodian of this wild goshawk, who she names Mabel. So it's all themes of the natural world, and there's a lot of themes of falconry, which has huge significance in kind of British history and folklore. Explores Helen's relationship with the hawk as she heals from her grieving process. It's an incredibly beautifully shot film. It's slow. Claire Foy's performance is being given career best. Yeah, certainly thought-provoking, tender, and quietly inspiring film. So come and see H is for Hawk, which is also rated M, playing every day, multiple times a day. So do come down and see H is for Hawk, a fabulous film based on a memoir, which I thoroughly enjoyed. The book itself is tremendously moving.
Okay, yes, it does look like it's going to tug at your heartstrings a little. Okay, H is for Hawk. Sounds like it could be a superhero movie in itself, but anyway, it's not. Don't get it confused. All right, you're listening to At The Flicks on Fresh FM. James is capably taking us through a list of films down at State Cinemas, Trafalgar Street, Nelson. I'm going to step back again and let him carry on with the capable work he is doing.
So we are now going to go from the U of K to 1938 to view a sumptuous adaptation of Albert Camus' L'Étrangère, The Stranger. The Stranger is like a pillar of French literature. And this adaptation, which has been given 5 stars in The Guardian by Peter Bradshaw, but he doesn't do 5 stars, and he has for this, so it is sheer class. And it's been called like an homage, a love letter to that period French history and that piece of art, that the original book, L'Étrangère by Albert Camus. And the piece of trivia that everyone, and now also you know about Albert Camus, is that he used to be a goalkeeper.
Oh.
He played like first division football in Algiers. This is black and white. It just looks beautiful. It's a classic adaptation. It's sumptuous. It's beautiful. It's Albert Camus, so it's all existentialism. It's all North Africa. It's beautiful. Come and see it.
Right.
It's rated M for violence, offensive language, sex scenes, and nudity. It's the full house for this one.
Oh.
And that is playing twice a day, 3:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. But this looks like a future classic. It's even just to look at. It's just gorgeous. Okay. So do yourself a favour and come and see The Stranger.
All right. And if you want to check out the trailer, head to the website statecinemas.co.nz. All the trailers for these films that we are talking about are up there for your perusal. Okay. Thank you, James. Where to next?
Let's go from 1930s Algiers to the Italian Film Festival is now in full swing. Do come along and see that. It's a fabulous array of films, from documentaries to dramas to comedies. I watched one, The Boy in Pink Trousers, which is tragic and beautiful and heartbreaking. We've talked before about how parenthood has changed my view on just about everything, but also especially culture and artwork, and this was almost unbearable. You know, floods of tears at the end.
Wow.
Unbearable in a good way. Unbearably good. So do come along and see that particular film, but all of the films in the Italian Film Festival are worth catching up on. Highly recommended. There's the other little footnotes I have for you. We've got Art Beats Films. The tickets are all live for the entire season. So we've got films about Egon Schiele. We've got films about art that Hitler and the Nazi regime called degenerate. Really fascinating works. So these documentaries do take place down at the Sousa, but they're all live now for ticketing. So just go to our website and look up the Art Beats film.
Okay.
All highly recommended, especially the Egon Schiele film, because he's one of my favourite artists. He's in my top 5. Okay, we also have International Film Festival. I'm only going to mention that in passing because we're really focusing on the Italian now. But about a week after the Italian finishes, the International Film Festival starts, and there's some fabulous films in there. Brochures available in the foyer. Tickets are live now, so do kind of start planning that one as well. And finally, we have a new little venture starting next week called BAM. It's Bring a Mate Monday.
Ooh.
Where your ticket will be. If you come along, pay a full price ticket, you'll get another ticket for your pal. For nothing.
Wow.
For zero.
For absolutely free. Zero. Nothing. Nada. Wow.
Which isn't very much, right?
That's not much.
But my suggestion is, you can actually bring your mate to the movies. Just go halves.
I think you're onto something here, James. I think you're onto something. Okay, so that's Bring a Mate Monday. Buy one ticket, get your mate in for nothing.
So there's no concessions. So seniors are the same price as adults, but it's Bring a Mate Monday. It's buy one adult ticket, get another for free. But even if you are a senior and come along as a pair,
yes,
it's still cheaper than your senior ticket
would
have been.
Brilliant. Okay, fantastic initiative down at State Cinemas, where you and your staff are doing a fantastic job.
Yeah.
James, thank you so much for your time with us today. I know you've charged on through like a trooper. Good man. We'll talk to you again at the same time next week, catching up with what is happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Don't forget, check out the website, statecinemas.co.nz. Get down, see the friendly staff, ask for James by name. He'd love to come talk to you. And we'll catch you, James, next week.
Looking forward to it.
This podcast was brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Other great local podcasts are available through our website, freshfm.co.nz.